views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show today. I'm really looking forward to bringing this topic to you because, you know, I'm an energy healer. I'm all about the energy and the spiritual approach, but I'm also about integrating that. Back in the day, I used to be a neuromuscular therapist, and I worked a lot with acupressure and all kinds of things with athletes and pain management. And we always found emotional freedom technique was part of that. Today we have a very special guest with us. We have Dr. Dawson Church with us today. And let me tell you a little bit about him. He's got quite the research that he's done here. And so he's here to help us understand this. But he has edited or he's authored a lot of books. And he's collaborated with many leading authorities, including Dr. Larry Dossey, Dr. Bernie Siegel, and Dr. Christina Northrup, and many others. He has founded the Soul Medicine Institute to research, and he teaches emerging psychological and medical techniques that can yield fast and radical cures. His award-winning book, The Genie in Your Genes, pioneers the field of epigenetics. Now, that's an interesting, The Genie in Your Genes. I love that title. But today we're talking about the EFT manual. That stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. He has completely revised this manual, and he has done so much scientific research on this. This is a step-by-step for applying EFT to help you. It helps with phobias, anxiety, PTSD, and pain. I want to welcome you, Dr. Dawson Church. Welcome to the show.
And it is such a privilege to be here, and your passion just shines through. So thank you so much for sharing that with me and with the world.
Well, thank you. I am very passionate about this. Now, I love bringing in the science and the other side of this. This is clinical. This is the research. This is the science. Everybody that listens to my show knows that I'm the spiritual one. For me, I just know and believe that the root cause of a lot of things come from the energy. So I approach spiritually. You're bringing where you have studied this in the science scientific studies, you're proving the research, you're proving that this works, you're putting it out there on the other side of this perspective. So first of all, for people that have never heard about what EFT is, could you tell us what is EFT?
Sure, I'd be happy to. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's also often called tapping because part of EFT is having people tap on their acupressure points on their acupuncture meridians. And so it brings in this piece of Oriental medicine using the acupoints on the body to help calm people. And what EFT does is it has you think about issues, problems, events that bother you in your life, from your childhood. They could be adult traumas. And then while you're thinking about these things, you then go through this little ritual of tapping on 12 of these acupressure points. And what we research, what we find out is when you do this, when you do this, it basically sets up two conflicting signals in your brain. The first signal your body is getting is that you had this bad thing happen. It could be a car crash, could have been a childhood trauma, something. You have this signal coming from your memory banks, this bad thing happened, and normally thinking about that bad thing would send you back into a stress state. When you think about the bad thing, though, and you then stimulate these acupressure points, what then happens is a second competing signal, a conflicting signal, comes to the brain and the body saying, you're safe. So you have these two signals going in, the stress signal from your memory, the soothing signal from the acupoint stimulation, and essentially they cancel each other out. So after you've calmed yourself in this way, whenever you think about the bad thing in the future, your body no longer associates that bad memory with the need to go to fight or flight and stress response. So in this way, EFT just helps you work through those bad memories and release all the emotional triggering held in them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gives you something in this physical world to help you apply something that's very energetic. I mean, you know, because it's something that, you know, sometimes you just can't connect or you can't feel or see it. And so it's a great bridge, really, to tap in. And that's the tapping, I guess, to tap into that. Because,
well, the energy question is very interesting. What piece of EFT is energetic? Which piece of it is physical? It's very right. physical, because we measure it using technology like your stress hormones, your level of adrenaline, cortisol, your level of health-giving and health-promoting hormones like DHEA, your level of neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, your brain waves like alpha, beta, theta, and delta, EEG readings, EKG readings. So we measured EFT using various kinds of technologies like this. So we know that, for example, in your brain states, it's showing up as the energy signature of the way your brain is processing information that's changing, and the regions of your brain that are being stimulated, we know which ones those are. And so that's part of the energy equation, is what you'd measure with an MRI or an EEG. But there are also, of course, acupuncture has been around for thousands of years, long before there were MRIs and EEGs. And these ancient physicians who discovered acupuncture were able to chart and map these energy flows in the body. And only in the last few years, I mean, very recently, I think the earliest study was in the 70s. There was one published about 3 weeks ago that reinforces it. And there are now many, many acupuncture studies. And they're actually finding both anatomical structures, little threads in the body that carry DNA strands, as well as things like clusters of blood vessels on the skin that are right around the acupuncture points. And in fact, we can measure those points really precisely. I do many, many live workshops every year, and I actually have a little thing called galvanometer, and I have a volunteer stand in front of the room, and with pinpoint accuracy, using just the electrical signaling on their skin, I can pinpoint exactly where their acupuncture points are.
That's amazing. So hang on to the thought where you are. We have to take a break. We have Dr. Dawson Church with us today and the EFT manual. If you'd like to call in, if you have a question about this, 1-800-930-2819. I also have the instant feedback window open over at transformationtalkradio.com. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and my guest today is Dr. Dawson Church with the EFT Manual Emotional Freedom Technique, and he's been sharing all about this technique. And if you want to call in, you know, if you have something that you would like, maybe you have a backache or something like that, you want to try this or test this out, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Or if you have a question, you want to type it into the instant feedback window over on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can do that. I've got that up, and I'll see that pop right up. Now, let's talk about what types of things EFT can help. Can you tell us that, Dawson?
Yeah, Jen, EFT helps certain things more than others. So, for example, we find that phobias, research shows that if you apply EFT to a phobia, it could be a fear of snakes, a fear of bats, a fear of mice. An interesting one that has been featured on several TV shows last year was a fear of driving over bridges. There was a woman who was interviewed there who just had panic attacks driving over any bridge, and she had to drive over bridges to visit her kids. So she had to stop the car and calm herself. And after EFT, she just had that totally go away. And so things like phobias, EFT is really good, usually in one session. Then we've done a lot of research now on veterans, Vietnam veterans, Iraq, Afghanistan veterans with PTSD. We've actually done several clinical trials with these groups, and we find that their degree of emotional triggering around those combat memories goes way down. So EFT is really, really good for PTSD. It also, in research, has shown that EFT is effective for anxiety and depression and things like sports performance, because stress is a component of all of these things. So EFT works well for any stress-related problem. And there's a large research database showing what EFT is good for. Things that are toughest with EFT are the things that are tough with any therapy, things like serious mental disease, schizophrenia, borderline personality disorder. There are some reports of people getting better using EFT, but many more where those kinds of problems are, they're so tough for any kind of mental health approach that it's there's no real magic wand cure there.
And you know, you touched on something that I was going to ask you about the vets, if you were using it with vets. So I like to hear that. PTSD is a different category from something like schizophrenia.
PTSD is. PTSD is unique in several ways. One is that PTSD usually gets worse over time. And, for example, when therapists and researchers tested first responders, firefighters and so on, who responded to the 9/11 World Trade Center disaster, they found that some of them had PTSD right afterwards. Many of them, though, didn't have any apparent PTSD symptoms afterwards, but 6 months later, 1 year later, 5 years later, they began to show signs of PTSD. And like, for example, this coming weekend, I'm doing a training at for people who work at the Sacramento VA Hospital. And that training has been set up by a former colonel. And he thought after Vietnam that he didn't have PTSD. And he's a really high-functioning guy. He was very successful, and he kept denying for years that he had PTSD. 35 years after he got back from Vietnam, he woke up one night, he had his hands around his wife's neck, and he'd almost strangled her in his sleep. Ooh. At that point, he admitted he had PTSD. He got treatment, he recovered, he did EFT, and now he's actually paving the way for us to offer EFT to a lot more veterans.
So, I really love that. For those that are involved in, and I am too, really want to help them, because this is such a large thing with what we've had in our history, you know, in the last 10, 15 years with everything going on. More and more and more, we're seeing more incidences of that. How can someone get involved? You said you have training, but how can someone come and learn how to do this to help? How can someone learn this as a professional?
Well, there are stages of learning. So, for example, we have a free downloadable manual, which you can get online at my website, DawsonGift.com. So you can just go there, download the free mini manual, and try it out for yourself. And really, you'll know within 10 minutes if it's working for you. Just glance at the manual. We have EFT on a page in the back of the manual. Give it a try on any kind of memory that's bothering you. It could have been a fight with a child of yours, or a parent of yours, or a spouse, or a colleague at work. Just try it on that thing, and you'll find with that mini manual instructions, you'll know immediately if it's working for you. So that's sort of the lowest rung of the ladder. Then my new book, The EFT Manual, the third edition, gives you far more complete instructions, including how to apply it with athletes, how to apply it with children, how to apply it for physical diseases, and how to apply it for your aspirations and visions and goals. Most of us have goals and affirmations which don't work, and there are usually hidden reasons why we sabotage ourselves. So the book manual goes into a lot of detail about how to find those things that are stopping you from your goals and use EFT to dissolve them. But then we recommend you take a workshop, because when you take a live workshop, you really, really, really learn EFT. That's where you learn all the – there are 42 clinical EFT techniques, and we recommend people take a workshop and really learn those thoroughly. Once you've taken a workshop and learned them, you are an awesome practitioner, and you really dramatically expand your scope and your ability to address even difficult issues both in yourself and those around you. So those are sort of the three or four different levels of training you can take.
That's great. Now, you have that at the EFTuniverse.com, the workshop information?
Yeah, we list all the workshops. We have several online courses. We have an online weight loss course, because EFT and research has shown that not only do you lose weight during the course, after you've finished the course, we've examined people for the coming year, and a year later, they're actually still losing weight. So it's not just losing weight. Yeah, people actually do not regain their weight after EFT courses. They keep on. So we have an online weight loss course. We have an online love relationships course, and all of those are available through EFT Universe.
I love that. I love that, because if they're getting rid of the problem or the block, then there's no reason to hold on physically to any weight. And that's what I was receiving out of that when you said that.
Well, give me an example. One woman I tapped with on one of our live coaching calls for our weight loss program had and I'll tell you this really quickly, I'll give you the condensed version, but she had a craving for cinnamon buns. And when she described cinnamon buns, she had all of our mouths watering as she described the cinnamon and the sugar, the burnt sugar smell, and all the scents of cinnamon buns. But it turned out that her grandmother used to bake cinnamon buns, and she had a really rough childhood, and her grandmother was the only person she felt loved her. And so now she's 50 years old, and she's overweight, and she's craving cinnamon buns, but she has this emotional association between the food and love as a child. Mm-hmm. So we tapped on that. We worked with her on that on a live coaching call, and all of her craving for cinnamon buns just dissolved, and she was left with all of her love for her grandmother minus the craving. So that's the kind of a success story that is not possible with nutrition, with diet, with anything, any other approach other than an emotional approach. So much of our eating is emotional. We eat because we're bored. We eat because we're lonely. We eat because we're fearful. We eat because we project our emotions onto food. And once you break the link between the emotion and the food, then you have a choice. You can eat that chocolate or not eat that chocolate, but you're no longer craving that chocolate or compelled to eat that chocolate. So it's really effective for those kinds of problems too.
I like that, because that's a very common situation or struggle with people with the weight situation. I mean, that's a lot of it. And to tap into, I know, there I go with those words, pardon the pun. When you tap into the root cause, I call it the root cause of why you're struggling. You try all these diets, but once you get past and disconnect that association, and you make it a healthier relationship with the food, now the weight comes right off, and it's not a struggle to keep it off at that point, because you've broken that addiction or that drive or that connection that they felt like that was their love and comfort. So
yeah, Yeah, that struggle is keeping the weight on, because struggle and willpower, trying to force yourself, means that you have one part of your mind, we call it top dog, trying to force another part of your mind, which we call underdog, to do its bidding. So you have top dog barking at underdog saying, you should lose weight, you should not eat that second piece of cake, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And so what happens is that top dog tries to bully underdog into doing its will, and that model of personal change with struggle and willpower and effort is just demanding and exhausting and ultimately really doesn't work, because what happens is that underdog runs out and sabotages top dog. And so the guy who developed this metaphor, Fritz Perls, a famous Gestalt therapist in the 50s, mm-hmm. he said that in that war in the psyche, that underdog always wins. And so we try and eliminate those internal struggles, because they actually keep those bad habits in place.
Right. It's fantastic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about, how long it would take. When we come back from break, we'll talk about, a person could expect when they start this about seeing results. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Dawson Church, and we are talking about emotional freedom technique and the EFT newly revised manual. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
That song, Brian. Thank you for that one. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and today we're talking about emotional freedom technique, the EFT manual, with my guest, Dr. Dawson Church. And this has been I've really loved bringing this to my listening audience because, you know, sometimes we just need to wrap our brains around and accept that there's two sides to us. We're not just spiritual. We're also very physical, and they do go together hand in hand. And I think when you allow both, now you have a balanced experience. And I don't know, they just work together. Do you know what I mean, Dawson? Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's really important to pay attention to both. And I know I was part of a spiritual community in my teenage years and later, and our focus was on transcendence. And the thought was, when you have troubles in your life, you transcend them. Now, that was a wonderful point of view, but what in practice meant was that, Jen, people tended to ignore their dark side, and it came to bite them in the butt later on. So they weren't acknowledging all of their issues. And so it really kind of humbled people because those issues would come. And trying to just transcend, trying to be up there in the clouds doesn't really work. I mean, you can escape through meditation, but you come back and you still have all the issues you had when you left. So that's really a very partial way of dealing with your issues. And then, of course, if you're totally enmeshed in your issues and you don't have any time for stepping back and meditating and being part and listening to your soul message and being in that state of union with your mind and your body and your spirit, that's also going to be a very partial experience. You'll be really then tugged by all of the issues that you have to deal with down here. So having both is the ideal state where you do spend time and you are available to meditation and being in that state of oneness with all there is. But then when you come back here, having the tools to grapple with difficulties, with physical problems, with symptoms, with disease, with illness, with trauma is really important. And when you enhance that, when you develop the ability to deal with those kinds of things with a tool like EFT, you then have much more ability to then move to those transcendent states, and you aren't bothered, you aren't sucked down, you aren't troubled by those physical and emotional problems still.
Right. Now, I like what you were saying about, you know, we don't want to avoid the darker side of us. It's about accepting it. And when I was looking at the basic setup here, you know, it was like what we call affirmations, where you're accepting, you're acknowledging what it is you're having the issue with or whatever it is you're trying to work with or release. And then you're accepting yourself.
Acceptance is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's big.
The great client-centered therapist of the 1950s, Carl Rogers, he really helped focus psychology on people. And he said that the paradox of growth is that the first step in the journey of transformation is to accept yourself the way you are. And it's a paradox because you want to be different. And so we're always saying to ourselves, well, I'll love myself once I've lost 25 pounds, or things will be great when I make an extra $30,000 a year, or once I find the love of my life, then everything will be rosy. So mm-hmm. we keep on deferring our happiness, deferring gratification, deferring a sense of completion until some distant event out there happens. And, of course, what you need to do is learn to love and accept yourself right here and now, with those extra 50 pounds, with not having this person in your life, with maybe your income being what it is. So once you accept yourself and are at peace with yourself, that is when the journey of transformation begins. You liberate the energy you previously got stuck in wanting something more for shifting yourself where you are now.
Yeah, I like that. Now, how did you get started in this? Was this something you were looking to help yourself with, or you just how did you get started with EFT approach?
I'm turning 60 soon, and my life game plan for my late 50s and 60s and 70s was really clear to me, even when I was 30 years old, and I had planned to be semi-retired, living in a cottage in the woods, meditating 4 hours a day, gardening, and I had this picture of where my life would be. And then I discovered these energy therapies. When I was about 45, I began to get really into meditation, then energy medicine, then EFT, and I changed my whole life game plan. I said I can't sit there and have a lovely little life in a cottage in the woods when there's a world of people. There are over a million former troops, veterans in the U.S. who are suffering from PTSD. There are about 400,000 from Vietnam. There are at least 600,000 from Iraq and Afghanistan. And how can I sit there and have this sweet little life while these guys suffer and are not getting proper treatment for PTSD? So I changed my life plan. I said, I'm going to go out, I'm going to do the research. I'm going to start to write about this. And I'm going to try and inspire people with this message that your life can be very, very different. You can recover from these emotional traumas. We've always thought that things like deep psychological trauma embed themselves in the psyche, embed themselves in the brain. The brain actually rewires itself in time around those traumatic events, and those things were intractable. They couldn't be changed. We now know, with EFT especially, that those kinds of deep emotional hurts can be addressed. And so I just began to do the stuff it took to get this out there into public awareness with a lot of friends and colleagues as well. And we're now making an impact in Congress. We have a congressional bill that's been sponsored to help bring alternative medicine to veterans. We're doing work with veterans hospitals. I'm doing work with Kaiser physicians. And we're just really bringing EFT and other techniques into mainstream medicine.
I love that. That's the most beautiful thing. I just had that great energy surge go through my body that I get, you know, and that touches my heart because that's what I've wanted to see for so long. That's what I believe in. That's why I do radio. That's why I'm putting it out there, because I want to see it become mainstream where we have it working together. It's available to people, and I love that you're doing that. And so I want to say thank you for all that work you're doing. And I hope you do have a little bit of time left in your day to do at least 30 minutes of meditation, maybe not 4 hours.
Yeah, actually, I got up at 4 a.m. this morning to meditate, and it was just delicious to sit there for an hour and a half, and just immerse myself in that state. But again, then I'm out. I'm composing a letter right now to Congressman Tim Ryan, with whom I'm working on a bill. That's the practical state of things. So you do both.
Well, see, that's fantastic. But see, you have the balance, and you did make the time for the meditation, even though you had to get up at 4 a.m. I've had to do that, too, quite often, actually, because I always start my day off that way. And I've noticed that as, you know, we've all gone through things. I mean, we all have life, and life throws us punches that we have to overcome and heal from. And as I've done that with mine, I've noticed that, I guess what they would call the law of attraction, it starts to shift that because find that I'm not attracting all of this. You know, if I've released it and I've healed it and I've done some of this EFT before, it doesn't seem to be in my life anymore. It just doesn't seem to come in anymore.
I'll give you a funny example of that. I have kept a personal journal since I was 15 years old. No, almost every day I write something in my journal. So I now have over 40 years of journals. And when I was like 30, 35, 25, what was really depressing about having kept a personal journal was I'd pull out my journal from 10 years ago, read it, and my heart would sink, and I'd say to myself, I'm dealing with the same issues today I was dealing with 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And mm-hmm. even to take those journals out and interchange them, and aside from the dates, nothing much was changing despite all the personal growth work I was doing. But when I got really serious about meditation around the age of 45, I found my journals changed, my life changed. My life changed financially dramatically. I was much more center than I was before. I was then able to trade stocks successfully, which I never had been able to do before. I was able to, financially things changed, emotionally things changed, in work, of course, my career changed completely. So when you get serious about these things and apply them, you can find radical shifts. And now I look at my journals from 10 years ago and I think, wow, mm-hmm. used to worry about that. I mean, you have to have radical shifts in who you are and what you think about, what you meditate on, what you turn over in your mind, the way you think changes completely when you start to get serious about these kinds of spiritual practices and emotional cleansing.
It is the way we change the reality we're living in. You know, we hear it versed in so many different ways. When we come back, we want to go over some of the ways they can find you on the web, make sure we give all that information out again about your book and about your website, the workshops, the free download they can do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up with Dr. Dawson Church. This has been a great interview about emotional freedom techniques, the EFT manual. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you've been listening to the Jen Royster Show here. And my guest today is Dr. Dawson Church. And we've been talking about emotional freedom techniques with the new revised EFT manual. And Dawson, let's give out the website and where they can download that mini manual again. Let's do that.
Sure. Well, the website where you download the mini manual for free is Dawson Gift, so my name, DAWSON, DawsonGift.com. And just log on there. You'll get the free mini manual. You'll get a bunch of videos on how to do EFT. You'll be up and tapping in a few minutes. And then if you want to just order the manual, the full manual, which has a lot more detail about how to do EFT, you can get that from any online bookseller. And that's just the EFT manual, third edition, the new edition of the book. And that's just amazing. It's only been out for a couple of months, but I just heard from the distributors that it's actually just about sold out, the first edition. So, it just blew through the first printing, like, you know, in a couple of months. So it's really been well received.
Well, I have a copy here, and it's great. The way it's laid out, it's not a complicated read. I mean, it's like a manual, literally, where you can go to the section you need, get the gist of it, get the basics down, and then go to the section you need. And it's great. I really highly recommend it to all the listeners if this is something that you're interested in doing. And we were talking about something on the break that I want to address because I thought that would be great to share with the listeners. We were talking about all the genetics and all the programming that we're trying to not have. Can you share that again with the listeners?
Well, my earlier book is called The Genie in Your Genes, and it's all about the field called epigenetics. And I actually do cover most of the key information in the EFT mini manual. But people often have the story that their disease is genetic, or their limitations are genetic. I can't do this because of my genes. But in reality, only about 15% of our genome is fixed. The other 85% of our genome is dynamic. Those genes are turned on or off by signals from the environment. And those signals aren't just obvious signals like diet and exercise. Diet and exercise do stimulate gene expression in various ways. But your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs, your ideas, your consciousness dramatically affects how your genes are affected. For example, in one study by Dean Ornish, who I was speaking to yesterday about another topic, he showed that when he taught men with prostate cancer meditation, a small amount of movement every day, and a sensible diet, just those three things changed the expression of over 500 genes and also downregulated their cancer genes and also shifted their production of PSA, which is a marker for prostate cancer. So cancer markers, heart disease markers, all of these things are improving simultaneously when we just do simple lifestyle interventions like sensible diet, moderate exercise, and consciousness change through meditation. So, there are wonderful interventions for modern medicine, but just taking responsibility for your wellness by doing a few simple lifestyle things can make a dramatic difference in your health and wellness. So your genome, while you may think it's fixed, it's not. It's really malleable, and it responds to your beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions, and the contents of your consciousness.
Absolutely. And I have done that my lifetime with my own personal health, and it's absolutely the truth. I mean, I know that from my own experience, what I've chosen to do. I've just chosen, no, I'm not doing it that way anymore. I'm not going to go that way. I'm not buying that storyline anymore. And I'm doing great, you know, and I look forward to many, many, many more years because of that. And whenever something comes up, that's the way I approach it first. How am I feeling about this? What am I thinking? What am I believing? I'm actually paying attention to what my thoughts or emotions are as I'm experiencing that physical now.
And when you hear yourself repeating an old negative story, mm-hmm. challenge those assumptions. Ask yourself, is it true? That's Byron Katie in her book, one of her books says, has you asked the four questions? The first question is it true? The fourth question is, who would I be without that story? For example, one guy I talked to at an event walked up to me and said, "Hey, my name is Sam. I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran." And then he walked up to the next person and said, "Hi, my name is Sam. I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran." It was like disabled Vietnam veteran was his last name. He mm-hmm. was so rooted in that identity. So who would you be without that story? How can you change? And we see people drop their old stories of limitation often after EFT and embrace much healthier new ones. So whenever you hear yourself say to anyone, I'm bad at directions, I'm bad at math. When I was in school, I was regarded as the math teacher had three divisions in high school. She put the bright kids in front of the class, the mediocre math students in the middle of the class, and the bad ones in the back of the class. And then a special place was reserved for me behind the worst students. It was me and one other kid were so bad at math, according to her, that we're in the very back of the class. My whole life I said I'm bad at math. Now, today, I edit a peer-reviewed psychology journal. I write about topics like behavioral epigenetics. I analyze the work of scientists and point out flaws in their mathematical equations. I'm not at all bad at math, but I believe that, you know, because somebody else believed it and gave me that story.
Right.
So whenever you hear yourself say those stories, challenge those assumptions.
Absolutely. And you know that goes hand in hand. And now I'm going to flip over spiritual for a second, Dawson. That goes hand in hand with whatever you put behind I am is what you're claiming for your experience.
Yes.
It's the same thing, whichever way you look at it, really. And that's powerful, powerful. And this manual, it's a step-by-step instruction manual, and it could be for anybody, somebody brand new or somebody that's been doing this for a while. And, you know, if someone was starting this and they don't need a practitioner, but they may want one if they're dealing with a really big, deep thing, is that correct?
You want to get a practitioner if you're, you know, certain things are like the low-hanging fruit. You can do a little bit of tapping and get over a phobia and do a little bit of tapping and get over a fear. But if you have entrenched patterns that have been bothering you your whole life, it really pays to get one of our certified practitioners. We have a method is called clinical EFT. We train practitioners really thoroughly in how to address life issues. And I have my own practitioner. I had a session with her a few weeks ago, and I was dealing with a certain problem, and I turned it over in my mind, and I thought, well, I'll talk to my practitioner, we'll tap on this problem. But I know there's no solution other than the range of issues I've seen so far. So I was convinced at the start of the session that I knew the scope of the problem. This time talking with my practitioner, she said something and pointed out a possibility I totally, totally missed. So even if we are practitioners, we need practitioners, it's really useful to work with, have support for those issues which you maybe struggle with or don't think through well enough, or just open your mind to more possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I mean, you can do this yourself, but when you do need additional help or another perspective or just a little support, like you're saying, definitely go out and do that. It's worth it. You have a whole life that you can experience in a way that doesn't have suffering in it. And it's just a choice to go out there and change it and just say, you know what, we're not doing it this way anymore. I say that all the time to myself. It's like, no, we're not doing it that way anymore.
Yeah, and in the EFT manual, I talk about how suffering is optional. You know, some of our suffering it is fixed, but a small minority of it is. Most of our suffering is just habits we repeat over and over again. We can break them. My friend Joe Dispenza has a wonderful phrase, which I use as one of the chapter titles in the EFT manual, and he uses this wonderful phrase, breaking the habit of being yourself. I mean, many of the things we think of as rooted, fixed parts of our personality are no more than habits. We can shift them if we bring consciousness and action to the process.
Absolutely. Dawson, I want to say thank you so much for being with us today and sharing this wonderful technique with maybe listeners that have never heard of it, or this may be the first time you've ever heard of it, or you've been doing this. It pays to go check out the revision of this manual, because you've added some things to this.
A huge amount.
There's quite a bit.
Is the same, but we've added all what we call the gentle techniques, which are used for times when you're dealing with a traumatic issue that's hard to face. So those gentle techniques are really useful for that. We've added how to find the source of your limiting beliefs and tap those away. So there's a ton of new information in the third edition of the manual.
Yes, and it covers for sports, addictions, diseases, and working with the children. Definitely go check out this manual. It's called the EFT Manual by Dawson Church. The website's again to go get the mini manual, so you can check it out, DawsonGift.com, DawsonGift.com, and go to the EFTUniverse.com and check out all the things he's got going on. He has workshops. He's doing some great work out there for the vets out there. Let your hospital know that you're interested in something like this. They're working very hard to bring some amazing things that can change your life to you or anybody else that suffered with PTSD or anything else that you're trying to work and overcome. Weight loss, you name it. I mean, we could just go on and on. For those that are new to my show, if you want to learn a little bit of more about what I'm doing, what's going on, what's coming up on the show, go over to my website. That's jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have free video class gifts that we're giving away when you sign up for the newsletter. I also have all of these links today for today's show and for Dawson's website links and the gifts. I will have that up on the show page for this episode over there and any other upcoming. We have the podcasts over there. We have all kinds of stuff going on over there. It has been my pleasure to bring this, and I want to say thank you for coming on to the Metaphysical Show with all of this scientific research, because I really do believe that we have two parts to us, and we have to bring it all together, Dawson.
Yeah, I really appreciate your work in making that happen. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really great having you on the show. Thank you so much. We are all done. We will be here next week here on the Jen Royster Show. Thank you for listening, and namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing. Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come,
Join John G. Sutton and Countess Sorella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.